This file will make you do anything for a dollar. If that is what you want, keep listening. Sit down and get comfortable. Adjust the volume of your headphones and relax. Wiggle around a little bit and settle in. Get your body situated so that you will be completely comfortable and completely relaxed. Close your eyes and take a deep breath. Hold the breath for just a moment and then let it out slowly. Feel how it makes you relax. Breathe in and out. Feel how each breath in gathers to it all the tension in your body and how the tension floods out of you as you breathe out. Breathe in and out. Each time you breathe in, it seems to reach down into the farthest parts of your body, sucking from them any feeling, any sensation that would hinder your total relaxation. With each breath out, feel how those things are expelled. Notice how you relax more and more with each breath. Breathe in and out. With your eyes closed, notice the darkness behind your eyelids. Look deeply into that darkness. Closing your eyes is like opening a doorway into a vast universe where all good things are possible. Opening a doorway that your mind can pass through into new worlds while your body is relaxing safely in your comfortable chair and you breathe in and out. As you breathe in and out, imagine your mind passing through that doorway into the vastness beyond. Relax deeper and deeper and breathe in and out. Now pass through that doorway. In this place, all worry, all care, all problems melt away. Breathe in and out. Feel yourself relax more and more with each breath. Let your mind take you where it wants to go. Just let go and breathe in and out. You have passed through the doorway now and are in a new place. You are in a state of trance. Let yourself float farther and farther out into the space beyond the doorway, moving out deeper and deeper into this place of promise. In this place, you can be anyone or anything you desire to be. Limits and restraints melt away, and there are only possibilities. As you breathe in and out, you relax more and more, and you understand that in this place, every good thing is possible. As you let your mind go, you relax more and more with each breath. As your mind explores this place, you may see images pass in front of your vision. Images of people, places, events, anything. These images may be new, or they may be old visions stored in your subconscious mind. Or maybe you see only black vastness, full of promise, full of possibility. Any of these possibilities are fine. They are all good. They are all safe and inviting, pulling you deeper and deeper into trance. As you breathe in and out, more and more relaxed with every breath. Deeper and deeper as you move out farther and farther into this place that you have opened. Now that you are in a deep, relaxed state of trance, it is time for your subconscious to listen to my words. To listen and accept as true all that you hear. You have chosen to listen, and in choosing to listen, you accept all that you hear. What you hear is true. You know the words are true because you hear them. And what you hear is true because your mind makes it so. The words you hear conform your mind to what is true. What you know is true. And the truth is, you will do anything for a dollar. And you will listen to this file again and again until the truth of that statement is permanently etched into your subconscious mind. Since the beginning of memory, children have always dared one another to do things. Sometimes they were risky things. Sometimes they were naughty things. Sometimes they were things that were just plain disgusting. Often, one child or another would accept a dare to show their courage or ability, or just because of their desire to be accepted. Other times, a child would accept a dare so that they could issue a challenge in return. And the child that made the original dare would then feel somewhat obligated to take up the issued challenge, or be considered a chicken or coward. And then there were things that few children would do just on a dare. It may have been a challenge to eat something disgusting, or stick a finger in a writhing pile of maggots. Or it may have been something more mundane, like a dare to drop your pants, or take off all your clothes, or maybe even do something sexual. If the time and place where you grew up was anything like the time and place where I grew up, you may remember there was always a kid who would do anything for a price. Maybe it was you. Maybe it was someone else. Looking back over the years, you may be glad that it was someone else, or you may wish it had been you. But when you finish listening to this file, you will be the kid who will do anything for a price. It has been many years since I was a child. Back then, the going price was usually a nickel, or sometimes even a quarter for something really outrageous. But times have changed, and prices have increased. Now the going price is a dollar, and you will do anything for a dollar. It can be something naughty, something nasty, something disgusting, or something sexual. It can be almost anything. You will do it for a dollar. You will refrain from doing anything that would physically harm you or get you in legal trouble. But short of that, you will do anything for a dollar. It's all right. You are still a good person. Your self-image is unaffected. You can resist an ordinary dare. But the offer of a dollar is irresistible to you. You will do anything for a dollar. The offer or request can come from anyone. It's all the same. And it is always irresistible. Any form of the offer will do, so long as you are offered a dollar. The magic price is a dollar. You will do anything for a dollar. You will be insulted by an offer of anything less. An offer of a nickel, a quarter, or even 75 cents would just cause you to sneer. You will laugh at an offer of anything less than a dollar, but you will do it for a dollar. You will respond only to an offer of a dollar. Someone might think it's funny to offer you more, but their extravagance will be wasted on you. Even if it's $100 or $1,000 or more, it has to be a dollar. $1. You respond only to the offer of a dollar. You will reject an offer of a favor in return. The offer must be a dollar, and only a dollar. Likewise, you will reject any offer of another monetary amount. It has to be a dollar. $1. You will do anything for a dollar. If anyone offers you a dollar to run an errand for them, you will do it. If anyone offers you a dollar to clean their house or apartment for them, you will do it. If they ask you to eat or drink something nasty, for a dollar you will do it. You are compelled to do anything if you are offered a dollar. You will do it for a dollar. $1. You will do anything for a dollar, except something that will cause you physical harm or something that will get you in legal trouble. For a dollar, you will take off all your clothes at a party. For a dollar, you will masturbate in front of others. For a dollar, you will suck a cock, anyone's cock. You will even lick a pussy if you are offered a dollar to do it. For a dollar, you will do anything. You are compelled to do anything for a dollar. And you will come back to this file and listen again and again until that fact has become a permanent part of who you are and how you behave. Unless it will get you in legal trouble or cause you harm, for a dollar you will do anything. If someone asks you to do something and neglects to offer anything in return, you will reply by saying, "I'll do it for a dollar." And you mean it. You will do anything for a dollar. If anyone asks you to cut their grass, you will do it for a dollar. If anyone asks you to lick their ass, you will do it for a dollar. If anyone asks you to suck their dick, you will do it for a dollar. For a dollar, you'll drink their cum. For a dollar, you'll fuck their bum. You will do anything for a dollar. If offered a dollar to do so, you will suck off your best friend in front of witnesses. If offered a dollar to do so, you will suck off your worst enemy in front of witnesses. It makes you feel so good to do something for a dollar. It doesn't matter what it is. When you do something for a dollar, you feel such a sense of pride and accomplishment. It's like receiving a tip for a job well done. For a dollar, you would wash a car. For a dollar, you would change a diaper or even wear a diaper. For a dollar, you will do anything. To avoid being taken advantage of, you will insist on cash in advance. But when you receive that dollar, you will do anything. For a dollar, you would trim someone's toenails. For a dollar, you would clean someone's feet with your tongue. For a dollar, you would do someone's laundry. For a dollar, you would fold their clothes. For a dollar, you would even suck a poop stain out of their underwear. For a dollar, you will do anything. If someone asks you to wash their dishes, you will cheerfully respond, "I'll do it for a dollar." Go ahead, say it now. You may as well get used to it, because you're going to be saying it a lot. Say, "I'll do it for a dollar." That's right. That was easy. Let's try that again for good luck. Say, "I'll do it for a dollar. I'll do anything for a dollar." And you will. You will do anything for a dollar. You will refrain from doing anything that will cause injury to yourself or another, and you will refrain from doing anything that will get you in legal trouble. But aside from those exceptions, you will do anything for a dollar, and you will love to do it. You will do it with pleasure. You will do it with enthusiasm. And when you are finished, you will have a sense of pride and accomplishment because you did it for a dollar. You will respond to anyone who offers you a dollar, absolutely anyone. It can be a friend, a relative, or even a complete stranger. For a dollar, you will do anything for absolutely anyone. If anyone asks you to give them a massage, you will do it for a dollar. If anyone asks you to clean their garage, you will do it for a dollar. If anyone asks you to pick your nose, you will do it for a dollar. If anyone asks you to pick their nose, you will do it for a dollar. And for a dollar, you will even eat the booger. You will do anything for a dollar, and you want everyone to know it. For a dollar, you'll be someone's bitch. For a dollar, you'll scratch someone's itch. For a dollar, you'll scrub someone's floor. For a dollar, you'll be someone's whore. For a dollar, you'll dress and drag. For a dollar, you'll kiss a hag. You will do anything for a dollar. But now it is time to wake up. I am going to count down now from 5 to 1. With each number, you are going to become more and more awake. On the count of 1, you will be fully awake, fully alert, and will be ready to do anything for a dollar. 5, starting to wake up. 4, You are becoming slightly aware of your surroundings. 3, more and more awake, you feel your body beginning to stir. 2, almost fully awake now. 1, awake and refreshed, and I hope you enjoyed the file.